Today is December 27th,
1974.
I am here in Cleveland, Ohio, with William Mathewson Millikan, former director of the Cleveland Museum of Art and connoisseur of art. And today I'd like to talk to Mr. Millikan about his early life, background, education, and career both in New York and Cleveland. This is the first of at least two tapes that we hope to do with Mr. Millikan. My name is Dennis Barry. What I'd like to start off with, and we normally start off with, I'd like to talk a little bit about your family background. Now, you discussed this in your autobiography, but could you tell us briefly about the family situation you were born into?
Well, you see, the thing is this. My father was married twice. My father was born in the north of Ireland at White Park, Ballina Hinch, County Down. And he was at college in Sheffield College, which is now, I think, the University of Sheffield, when his father died at the age of 41, leaving a country house with fine stock and a family, a large family, and he had expectation of living and been living up to his income. My father took a boat, a sailboat, and sailed across to Bangor, Ireland, for the funeral. And my grandmother, who lived to be 88, tried to keep up the house and couldn't, and it had to be sold. And my father came to New York as under the direction of a cousin, Mr. John G. Donaldson, who was the a partner of H.B. Claflin, which was one of the great mercantile shops in New York. So he came with a certain background at once. Then he married a Miss Oathout, O-O-T-H-O-U-T, whose family had come over with Peter Stuyvesant, and had and my brother Harry, who was just older than I, there were two sons. My brother Harry, when he was born, his mother died of scarlet fever, just, and Mrs. Oathout, the step-grandmother, took the two boys and my father and ran the house with an aunt for a period of years. My father was in Scotland as he was a linen importer. And my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and I think grandfather before him, were all in the linen business in Scotland. First hand loom, and then mechanical factories. And he also represented some firms in Ireland, in Belfast. And he was away, and my oldest brother, Hugh, was taken ill, and my mother took care of him and took such good care that when my father came back, he was more interested than he had been before, and he proposed. I was told by the indiscretion of an aunt that he proposed in a raspberry patch at a house called Fincastle. But in any case, they were married in Scotland in the beginning of January 1889, and they came to America and settled in Stamford. My father had a house in Stamford, Connecticut, and my mother, not having any connection with all the widely spread Oathout family, like any Knickerbocker Dutch family, it had contacts everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were